Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. As I record this episode with a thunderstorm raging behind me, I sometimes think about how life is kind of like a thunderstorm, how so unexpectedly everything just goes from left to right. Especially since a lot of times we have these ideas of how life should go. We have these scripts, per se, what people are supposed to say, what people are supposed to do, how people are supposed to act, how things are supposed to respond. And if things don't fall into that perfect puzzle piece called your script of your life, things rage kind of like this thunderstorm. And that's one of the things I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how we are not supposed to get caught up in our own scripting. There's a difference between scripting your life and dreaming for your life. Dreaming is coming up with the idea of what could be, what I can do, what I will be able to do, or what I should be able to do. It's coming up with this idea of who do I want to become? What do I want to do? Scripting is saying this is exactly how it's going to go. She's going to say this. He's going to do that. This door opportunity is going to open up here. And it plays out like a movie in your mind. You know, you get the girl at the end, you get the job at the end, you get the perfect family at the end, and life is not like that all the time. In fact, most times when we come up with these ideas of what is going to happen, it turns out to be something totally different. And I've learned as a man, as a Christian, as a fellow human, that many times God's way of doing things does not ultimately turn out the way we think they should go. There was a story in the Bible about a man named Joseph, and Joseph was chosen by God. He was chosen to lead his people and to rule his people, but the way it turned out was a little different than how he thought. See, he had many brothers. Joseph had a slew of brothers, and God gave him a dream one day, and the dream basically showed how his brothers would be kneeling before him and how he would own everything and everyone. Basically being like a pharaoh, per se. And his dad favored him over his brothers, and his brothers were sick of that. What turned out was his brothers threw him into a ditch, then they sold him into slavery, then he was lied on, then he was put in prison. It was like a whole soap opera. And many people would go, how could you give me this vision over here? And then it doesn't turn out the way I want it to. Sometimes we have to learn the difference between having faith in a dream and scripting our dream. Having faith in a dream or in a goal means no matter what happens, I believe that this ultimate goal shall come to pass. I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't know who he's going to use, whether it be a friend or a foe. I don't know when it's going to come to pass, but I believe because God said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Scripting a dream is, okay, so I'm going to walk up in this building and I'm going to have this blue shirt on, and this blue shirt is going to be amazing because I got it from Gucci, right? And then I'm going to go talk to this one guy who's the head of this company, and I'm going to shake his hand. I'm going to be like, I got the job. Then he's going to say, of course you got the job. And that's scripting. It's playing out a reality in your head based off of your perception of what you want to happen. And life ultimately doesn't work that way. Life runs off faith, not script. So what happens when you have a dream that has been based off a script and now you need to switch it to faith? How do you make the switch up? Well, the first thing you have to do is let go of the idea of how it's going to happen. You got to be okay and be uncomfortable in the fact of knowing you don't know how it's going to play out. Life is unpredictable. Life is like a thunderstorm. It'll come and it'll go and it'll rage real quick, then it'll be quiet, then it'll have a loud bang. That's how life is. Just how the processes of dreaming and faith is. You got to know that it is unpredictable. You don't know when it's going to strike, but it will strike. But you have to let go of the idea of, I can control the winds and the waves. I can control when this is going to happen or how this is going to happen. I can control this, because you can't. Scripting is controlling the process of how your dream is going to get to you, and that is impossible. You have to be willing to let go of how you think things are going to happen and to put those things in God's hands. Just like right now as I record this, there's this storm behind me. And as a kid, I always hated storms. I've hated storms my whole entire life. The thundering, the banging, the crashing of the waves, because it's unpredictable. You don't know where it's going to hit. You don't know how hard it's going to sound. And yet, thunderstorms are very, very helpful. It helps the air quality. It helps the soil. It helps fertilize things that needs to be fertilized. And oftentimes than not, when the thunderstorm calms down, there's this peace. There's this quiet peace that you can feel. When you turn off that script of how things are going to happen, and you allow faith in, which says it doesn't matter how it's going to happen, I believe anyway, there's a small, quiet peace called the Holy Spirit that comes in and lets you know, I got you. I am definitely one who has scripted my life out many a day, especially since I love movies, you know. I love movies where you got the hero or the unexpected nerd who ends up falling in love with the beautiful girl, saves the world, gets the money, whatever. And so oftentimes in my life, I would script things like that. I mentioned how in my previous episode, Don't Strike the Rock, how I had scripted this idea of me in high school. I was going to be this big time baller. I was going to have all the ladies. I was going to be the basketball hoop star. And I ended up being disappointed, sorely disappointed, because it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. As I got older, I realized that by faith, it went exactly how it's supposed to go. Some of us are disappointed because our script in our mind doesn't play out in reality of how we want things to go. But you have to realize that it is by faith that your dreams are accomplished, and that it is okay that it doesn't go how it's supposed to go in your mind, but rather it goes how God wants it to. Because God does not allow bad things to happen without it working out for your good. God turns everything around for your good. So even if you don't get that job how you wanted to get it, or even if that woman or that man rejected you and you really thought, oh my God, they are the best thing since sliced bread, it's okay. Because your script is based off of a ton of factors of emotions, feelings, you know, ideas from different movies and music. The reality of your dream and your destiny is based off of God's plan for your life. And when you trust that over your peon brain of what can only come up with different concepts that aren't based on truth or reality in God, you will be all right. Let go of the script. Let go of the idea of how things are supposed to go. Let go of what you think is supposed to happen and embrace for what will happen. Embrace the unknown. Embrace the faith of dreaming and having a goal and hoping and believing that it comes to pass. And be okay with how it comes to pass. When we script things, it's because we are anxious. It's because we are fearful and we want to control how things work out. She's going to say this when I say that. I'm going to shake their hand. I'm going to get this job. Da 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 da. And that's not how things work out. Instead, you have to be okay with the unfamiliar terms of, hey, if I get this job, great. If I don't, great. But I'm not going to have it work out the way in my mind I want it to work out. I'm going to give this over to a higher power. I'm going to give this over to God. And I'm going to believe and trust that however it works out, it will be okay. And I will not be discouraged either way, because all things work for the good of those that love the Lord, that have been called according to his riches and glory. Believe that everything will work out, but you got to give up your director's chair, because God writes your movie. God writes your story, not you. This has been the Vessel Podcast. Now, I appreciate your listens. I appreciate the follows, and I'll see you next week. God bless. Be safe. Peace.